Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Keene moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Martin moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Fisher now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Keene moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Keene moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Kaline throws the ball into Bertoia, who tags Smith for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Tom Morgan now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Wilson and he is out, bowling applying the tag. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops it up and throws to first, with heft covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Staley now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Martin moves to second. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Francona moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Harris pinch hits for Bob Hazel. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Gale Harris now playing first base. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Keegan now pitching. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Lou Skeezes pinch hits for Red Wilson. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a line drive towards left. Smith catches it and throws to Fox, who relays to Jackson to double up Skeezes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.